Committee.
Lee?
Yes, Mr. President.
What did you find out about the pole?
I got a hold of Carol Kilpatrick, who was the guy who told us about it. He'd already had got a few points himself. He said he would take those that I gave him and see what he could do about it. He'd gotten the information about it being written somewhere in the editorial shop and wanted to see if he could give them some information that would help them make up their minds. He wasn't sure what he could do, but he wrote it down and said he'd get in touch with them. I asked him what it was that they objected to, and he said he didn't know. All he had was that it was that they objected to it, and I told him I couldn't think of any reason why they would have. He said, well, maybe they thought you should have sent Hoover. I said, God, that's when they really would have objected if you'd done that. He agreed and said he'd see what he could do and would let us know.
Well, Hoover's already in there and all his people. This is just a...
Sure.
Issue.
Well, it's disturbing. I don't know what they had in mind, and Carroll promised to do what he could on it. He was trying to help all the way, and it was he who, brought it to us, and he said he appreciated the information. I'd give him a few points that he had not put together on his own.
Have you talked to anybody? Has the Attorney General left?
I'm not sure whether he has or not. I suggested, if he wanted more information, he might try those people, or I could have him call. He said, well, he thought that he had enough material, and he would call them as quickly as he could and not waste any more time.
Did you talk to Burke about it?
No, I haven't yet, sir. I assume that, that Carroll's timing was such that he had all the information he could, although I had the impression from Carroll that he had talked to somebody in justice. He didn't specify, and I don't know that he did, but he said, well, he'd had some contact down there, and he thought it was a good appointment. Couldn't understand why, what the basis for the objection might be. For the life of me, I can't either.
I want you to call Burke Marshall and tell him about Lee. Didn't I make that clear?
I tried to get a hold of Burke, but he wasn't there. But I told Carroll, if he needed more information, that we would do our best. He said, well, he had a time problem, and he was going to get in touch with him right now. And if he needed anything more, he'd be in touch with me. But I'll call Burke again, see if I can get him.
Burke's probably Mississippi. Call Katzenbach, tell him what's happening. He may know somebody. Carroll's just a working boy. He may know somebody in the editorial department.
All right, well, I'll call Nick right now. All right.